We're joined now by Rosemary Day, CEO of Day Health Strategies. She's the founder of this group and former chief operating officer for the Massachusetts Health Connector in Medicaid programs. Her book is Marching Toward Coverage, How Women Can Lead the Fight for Universal Health Care. And good morning to you, Rosemary.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. And you make the point, and it's a valid one, that women make up to what is thought to be 80% of all healthcare decisions for their families. So women really have a stake in healthcare in a way that perhaps men don't, in a much different way, because after all, the decision maker is the person who makes the trains roll. How important is it for women to be well acquainted with the options available?
It's incredibly important. And, you know, what I write the book about is really to inform and hopefully inspire women to step up and do more, because the bottom line is we don't have some of the right kind of options available. We don't have universal health care. So if you're lucky enough to have insurance through your job, then, you know, you go shopping for some coverage options during annual open enrollment. But if you're not lucky enough to have that kind of job, then, you know, you are left with options through the exchanges, the Affordable Care Act exchanges, which thank goodness they exist. But they have, you know, they're in a precarious state at this point. So, you know, we've got to step up and do more.
We started our hour with Joe Jorgensen, the nominee of the Libertarian Party, who believes the Affordable Care Act should be scrapped. And you have a different point of view. And in fact, you note that we spend in the United States almost twice per person more on health care than any other developed countries, and yet we have measurably poorer health. How does this happen?
Because we spend on a lot of, you know, big fancy things, and we don't spend on the basics. So we have tolerated having folks uninsured and underinsured in this country. About 10% of our population is still uninsured in this country, and that number is growing because of the pandemic. So, you know, we are not spending on the preventive care and some of the basics. You know, kids with asthma, things like that, that are lead to much worse conditions if they're not treated, or, you know, early and often. And so, you know, that's not expensive to do. This is not rocket science, but we need to decide as a country, and frankly, the majority of folks agree with this idea that healthcare should be a right in this country. That doesn't mean you don't pay some towards your healthcare, but it means that everybody, especially every child, would be covered.
Unlike Dr. Jorgensen, you believe the free market is incapable of delivering equitable universal coverage. Why is it incapable?
Well, we saw that before the Affordable Care Act, that when the free market was left unfettered, it would exclude people with pre-existing conditions. Unless you got your insurance through your job, and then it didn't matter if you had a pre-existing condition. If you were buying it on your own out in the open market, it was a free-for-all. And if you had had some kind of illness, I mean, insurers would send you these long forms. And as soon as they figured out that you maybe had something, you know, 10 years ago, they would either deny you coverage or they would charge you so much for it that you couldn't afford it. Unless you were, like, you know, independently wealthy. So people who needed health care couldn't get it unless they had a job with benefits. And that was really unfair because so many jobs, so many employers can't afford those benefits, you know, and people are working hard and, you know, they're left out. So the Affordable Care Act said, okay, insurers, you still get to be in the private market. We're not taking that away, but we're giving all of you the same rules. Everyone has to cover people with pre-existing conditions. And that meant that people could get access to coverage. And by requiring people to come into the health insurance pools, that brought in more of the healthy people, it kept the rates at a more affordable level than they would have been for those folks who had been X'd out before. And that was an example of putting some regulations in, smart regulations, in my view.
All right, 877-217-5757. Rosemary Day, marching toward coverage, how women can lead the fight for universal health care. A listener notes that Rosemary played a role in her home state of Massachusetts, and it was a key role, by the way, to establish a program in which the Affordable Care Act was modeled. And the curious thing, and the listener notes, is that the governor who was at the forefront of this was a fellow named Mitt Romney, who basically denounced his own plan in 2012. What happened to Mitt Romney?
Well, you know, I would say what happened to the Republican Party, you know, the idea of what, you know, we could call Romney Care actually came out of conservative think tanks, the Heritage Foundation, and then was embraced by Democrats. But we did it in a bipartisan way. But when he ran nationally, he seemed to have to run away from what he'd done in Massachusetts. And the most he could say is, well, let states do what they think they can do or whatever. So that was really unfortunate. The National Republican Party has not really come up with a way to cover people that works. And Romney Care does. Now it's, you know, Obamacare. But call it what you want. It can work. It's free market with some guardrails. It's not socialism or any of the things that people like to scare folks with. It's a really bipartisan humanitarian solution.
All right, let's take a call or two in our remaining moments. We've got a couple of minutes left with Rosemary Day. Her book is Marching Toward Coverage. And Rose on O'Neill. Rose, you are on Talk Louisiana. Please be brief, Rose.
Thank you. I just want to say she's right. We have to protect our future with our children, and that should mean that everybody has health care. Thank you.
All right. Well,
thank you.
You believe that this battle should be at state capitals as well, and we have an attorney general in Louisiana who is one of the attorneys general fighting this across the country in court. What do you think about how important it is to wage this battle beyond Washington?
Well, I do respect that states all have may want to have a somewhat different approach, but I also applaud Louisiana for doing Medicaid expansion. Louisiana is one of the few southern states that, in my view, did the right thing to allow more folks to come into the Medicaid program at 100% federal funding, now 90%. But, you know, that was a huge step, and that's been left up to the states, and most of the southern states have not done that. So that kudos to Louisiana. In terms of that case in court that's going to be heard on November 10th against the ACA, I'm deeply troubled by that, because what's the alternative? How are we going to cover the 20 million people who have Affordable Care Act coverage if that's taken away? I have not seen a viable alternative.
The book is Marching Toward Coverage, How Women Can Lead the Fight for Universal Health Care, from Rosemary Day, CEO of Day Health Strategies, former top official in the great state of Massachusetts. Rosemary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support for Talk Louisiana. We're back tomorrow, same place, same time. Until then, stay safe and stay tuned.